Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Join us now from Fox News Radio, Jessica Rosenthal. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're starting to see some people post photos on social media. Hey, I'm at the airport, got through security quick, everything's fine, we're all good. But what we're going to see is, okay, how much of a disruption is this going to be? Cutting some traffic down by 4% to 10% in some areas. People are concerned if they have flights this weekend. So with the restrictions, the flight restrictions that are in place because of the government shutdown, it sounds like a lot of people are concerned if this lingers, what that's going to do for Thanksgiving traffic in a few weeks.
Yeah, because you can imagine 4% is about 1,800 flights, and 10% is anywhere from 3,500 to 4,000 flights. So if this continues, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has said this will absolutely get worse, because there will be fewer and fewer and fewer air traffic controllers who can go without a third $0 paycheck and a fourth $0 paycheck. So things are just going to get worse and worse and worse, he says, as the pressure will mount. But we all know how this works, right? 4% of flights nationwide, maybe doable. Maybe we can work with that. 1,800 flights is still a lot, though. And the way that works, we all have been there, right? One flight gets canceled. A few flights get canceled, and there's a ripple out effect as those people try to rebook. So that's why they're kind of phasing this in. They're starting at 4% and moving towards 10% so that airlines can just reduce the number of flights they're just even offering. And it sounds like the airlines are totally playing ball. Everybody is saying they're going to pitch in, help out, reduce here and there. People who are affected, they are saying they will get them refunds. They'll try and get them rebooked. Even if your flight, even if your ticket says, you know, non-refundable economy seat, they're going to try and make that happen to give those refunds if your flight's just not working out. But you're right. I mean, this is only going to get worse as we get closer to Thanksgiving. So we're all bracing. I think everybody's bracing for the worst, because the Senate has already failed to pass the CR 14 times. We'll see if it's going to be a 15th today.
Man, the way that you put the visual in my mind when you said $0 paycheck, you imagine looking at your pay stub and it says zero. They go through the effort of printing and it says zero after that. So do you think the airlines are taking this on a day-to-day basis, hoping the government reopens? Because I know people that, you know, I know that Thanksgiving's a few weeks away. They probably don't want to look that far into the future. They're probably looking maybe a week in advance at a time. When do you think they're going to start looking at this long term, even? Because this would bother me if I had a flight coming up in like 5 days. The anxiety would kill me not knowing if the flight was going to get canceled.
Yeah, you're so right about that. Talk about painting a visual, because you are at the mercy of 435 lawmakers right now, right? This is literally day to day. So yeah, you're right. The airlines, They can only operate based on their cooperation with the transportation department and the FAA. The FAA is the one who issued the 4% reduction. So you what can you do at that point, right? You can say, okay, we'll offer a refund. Okay, we'll try and get you rebooked. But there's only so much you can do without a pot of money to pay these. Everything is stemming from air traffic control, right? If, even if you have a long security line with TSA, TSA, by the way, they're expected to show up and they're not getting paid either. So you can get through the security line, but if there's no one to manage your literal flight in the sky as it's landing or leaving, there's nothing you can do about that. And these ATC guys are saying, look, like one of them said to his boss, who then relayed the story at a press conference in front of Sean Duffy, he said, look, my wife works. I'm not getting any money, though. So she's going to go to work. I have to stay home and take care of the kid because we don't have money for daycare anymore. So it's not that these guys don't want to necessarily show up and work for free. A lot of them will, but some of them just literally can't because of the cost constraints. So that's sort of what we're dealing with. The root of this is if you don't have a stop, if all your stoplights are out in town, driving is going to be a mess and a lot of people will stay home. That's essentially what's happening.
All right. Hypothetical here. Hypothetical. Because it's the FAA, let's say the Trump administration, they said, we really want to mess with you. So we're grounding private flights for Taylor Swift to make up for this. Could hypothetically, can you ground private flights? Like, I don't know if there's even an answer to this, but if it's all through the FAA, could he say, all right, if the Democrats don't open it back up, no more Taylor Swift flying around in her private jet?
I think the Trump administration might call you to offer you a job.
What an idea.
I mean, the creativity of that. Yeah, you're right, though. Like, for example, you know, after that horrific cargo plane crash the other day in Kentucky, you know, you do think about, like, what kinds of flights are being impacted. Because you're right. Like, is food coming in? Is cargo coming in? Are my Christmas presents coming in? Are my Amazon deliveries affected? It doesn't sound like those are the kind of flights we're talking about, right? We're not talking about cargo. We're not talking about commerce. And to your point, it doesn't sound like we're talking about private aircraft. I think, though, the point is that is such a minuscule number to manage. And a lot of that's happening out of different airports, too. It's not always necessarily the big airports. I'm from Los Angeles. A lot of people who had private jets, for example, would fly out of Van Nuys. It's probably an airport you've never heard of. It's not Burbank. It's not LAX. So you're right. I mean, there are different ways to manage this, and there are different ways to look at it. But if you need volume cut, you're going to United. You're going to American. You're going to Delta, right?
Mm-hmm. Fox News Radio, Jessica Rosenthal, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And what a developing story. Boy, anything could happen between now and a week from now. But when you start closing down air, that's when things really get messy. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.